fam, welcome to All Nations Baton Rouge Podcast, where we exist to help you find family, discover purpose, and change the world. Here's this week's message. I hope it is a blessing to you and your family. Here we go. Here we go.
This service, amen. I know it's a little bit out of the order that we flow in, amen, but it is what God desires, amen. We'll do the offering at the end. I will say this, there's very rare times that I feel challenged to challenge you in the area of giving. We're going to do it at the end, but I really believe that God was dealing with me even as we brought this offering of worship this morning, and as I was in it, I heard the Lord begin to speak to me about where our heart should be positioned even today as we give. And I know a lot of times we enter into the building with our own thing that we prepare. I'm never going to tell you an amount to give, but I really feel the Lord. And anybody who's gone here for a long time, we've had this church nearly 5 years. I never come up here at any point and do this. I really feel the Lord challenging this body in the area of giving today, specifically as we're closing the year. Amen. And so I know we're doing it at the end, and I know sometimes that gives people that out and say, oh, he's doing it at the end. I don't have to get your heart ready, because I believe, look, I know God is saying that this is what he desires. Amen. Amen. I know it's uncomfortable to talk about giving in church, but it should not be if the proper stewardship is in a church. Amen. If a church is not stewarding properly, then yeah, we don't need to be talking about money when you have been a crook. Amen. Y'all know I just say things, amen. They got some churches, you crooks, amen. Some of them watching now. Y'all be watching their lives every week, amen. And we know you watching because you be talking about them. So we know you watch, amen. Let me get into this word. I'm just saying, but there is a blessing and a benefit to understanding that principle, amen. And so I'm never going to be the one twisting your arms. You know, I'm not going to say God said if you bring $200 now, he's going to give you. I'm not going to say that. Amen. I don't actually believe you can pay for a miracle, but I do believe that you can sow yourself in the proper heart and God will respond to it. We don't pay for prophecies. Let me get in this word. Amen. And we'll get to all at the end. Before I get into it, bring the lights up a little bit for me so I can see the people in the room. I can't see none of y'all. Amen. So just in case you think, like, when I be on the stage, I can see you, I can't. If you leave and you like, he didn't look like he noticed me today, I literally did not see you. But before I jump into the word, I have to wish my wife a happy anniversary. You got to stand up, girl. Come on, walk up, you know. You don't have to come on stage, but you know. Me and my baby, we done made 12 years. Somebody walked in this morning and said 12 years a slave. Amen. I didn't say it. 12 years of being happily married, sometimes frustrated and married, sometimes crazy and married, but always loving and married. Amen. And
come on.
My girl mastered it. She got that master's degree yesterday. Beautiful and educated. And you know, she was not telling anybody this, but she got a 4.0. All A's. And we felt all the anxiety and aches and angst for all the A's. Amen. I was so proud of her yesterday. I said this on my post, but I'm so happy to be married to a woman who understands her own unique purpose. She is not lost in mind. She does not stand behind me. She walks beside me, and we work together. So I love that. I love that. I think that that's a beautiful thing that she's constantly looking for what God placed her on this earth to do. And if you know me, you know that I push her too, right? I feel led to say that because sometimes husbands are jealous of their spouses, you know, and we should not do that, right? And out of jealousy, we hold our wives back because we don't want her to even begin to look like she could possibly be greater than us. But somebody's going to get free today. Why would I be jealous of the other part of me? If she's strong, I'm stronger. Let's do it together. So, you know, and that goes the other way. You know, I believe that, and I don't know why I'm on this. I promise that I did not come to talk about this today. But I believe that the jealousy in marriages and the fighting that's going on because you're trying to prove to one another who's the greatest, it needs to end today. Into the word today. We are continuing in our Christmas at the Movie series. Who got your popcorn ready? Some of y'all done ate all your popcorn up. Don't ask for seconds. We ain't giving you no more. We got another service. Amen. You got your popcorn and your drinks, all right? If you didn't get it, raise your hand. Somebody give you some. You know, we're doing Christmas at the movies. A movie is not a movie unless you have concessions for me, right? I gotta have concessions. Even if I just went to the restaurant, I still come into the movies and I get a little something. A little something. Even if I'm not going to eat it all, it's about experiencing. You know what I mean? Anybody feel me on that? All right. So get your concessions. We're going to jump into this message. I say this, and I said this last week. I like when people talk back to me. It makes me feel good about what I'm preaching. You know, I'm just letting you know. And so I like when people talk back to me. When people don't talk back to me, what do I make them do? Talk to each other. My God. So, you know, in the interest of not having to smell your neighbor breath today, amen, can you talk to me today? But before we start, can you turn to your neighbor one time and say, neighbor, let this be the last time that I got to talk to you today. Open up your mouth. Somebody meant that it deep down in your soul. I don't want to talk to you no more. So open up your, you amen, my pastor, today. Because I don't want to talk to you. Christmas at the movies. Today I want to talk about finding family for the holidays. And we're going to use the movie Instant Family as a backdrop. Anybody seen Instant Family? It's funny if you haven't seen it. Like, check it out. It's funny, right? But I want to use this as a backdrop, and I want to start with this scripture today in Mark, the third chapter, in verses 34 and 35. It says this, and he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, here are my mother and my brother. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother. All right. We want to talk about finding family for the holidays. How many know family is important? It's important. There's no way for us to enter into this earth other than to be born into a family structure. Now, I know some of us sometimes question why God selected that family. You mean to tell me, God, out of all the people you could have selected, these are the fools that you picked for me? Y'all acting like y'all ain't never felt that way before. Now, the crazy thing about that is that sometimes we do that based upon what we see in other families, but we don't know their dysfunction either, right? That's a whole nother message for a whole nother day. But even if we didn't get the opportunity to select who God called us to be connected to, right, up front, it's still important for us to understand that the will of God or the design of God for us to be placed on this earth was through the vehicle of a family. None of us entered this earth without coming through that process. Even Jesus, God, before he did his greatest work, he could have just dropped Jesus out of heaven. He could have said, go down there for 2 days, die on the cross and come back. But God said, no, I'm going to honor something that I believe in. I'm going to cause my son to enter into the earth through the same vehicle that I believe is the right process So here comes Jesus into a what? Family. Family is defined as a primary social group consisting of parents and their offspring, the principal function of which is provision for its members. It's any group of related things or beings. So family is something we're born into, but family is also something that we can find, which means that we can connect with people who we may not share the same DNA with in terms of blood, but we may share the same DNA in spirit. And where we did not select who we came through, we can select who we do life with. Now, when you grew up, did you call anyone uncle or auntie that wasn't a blood relative? That's my T such and such. Uncle said, they were not your real family. But what you were identifying is, I've connected with you in a way. I've spent enough time around you. I've seen you invest into me. I know that you love and care about me enough for me to identify you as someone who is my family. And even though we may not have the same blood, we got the same DNA, and I want to do life with you. Family actually surpasses blood. Because they got some blood relatives. That you think to yourself every now and then, I really don't have to deal with you for the rest of my life, and I will be all right. But when you're dealing with family, you can't live without them. You might get frustrated, you might get mad, you might do all kinds of things, but when you have connected with someone who is your family, your heart is not okay without them. Family members are not always people that you grew up with and those that live in your house. It's about who you choose to share with. And I want to say that that's the backdrop, because I think that a lot of times when we're not experiencing success in our blood families, then a lot of times we retreat to being alone. We retreat to feelings of rejection, especially in this holiday season, without giving enough time and attention to those who God has surrounded us with. We exist for three things at this church. Help me out.
Find family, serve, change the world.
What's the very first one? There should not be an individual in this place that has not taken the time to be connected enough to this church that you haven't discovered some people in this church that you can do life with. Yeah. The opportunity is there. A lot of times what happens is we don't engage enough to make the connection. We don't get in a small group. Or we come in church and we leave straight out. We do all these things and then we complain later, say, well, I just don't feel connected to anybody at the church. But what it is that you have not spent any time trying to build a connection through the avenues that we've established for you to connect. I want to go through that because I believe that it's important. Not that I say all of your family you would discover are here. I want you to know that there is a family here that you can tap into. Now, the backdrop of this movie, in case you haven't seen it yet, it's called Instant Family for a reason. So Peter and Ellie decided they want to start a family. They're older. They decide they want to have a family. You know, how it is. It gets to be one of those things that either you decide that, I guess life isn't going to be complete unless I do this, or people start expecting you to do it. But it's time to start a family for them. Right. And that's a whole nother thing. Don't be pressured to be on anybody's timeline for your life. Because some of you frustrated going around your family this holiday season because you already know they're going to say, when you going to give us a baby? You know what you do with that? You say, when you going to give us another baby? Me petty with petty. Amen. Now, that's one thing you can tell your family. My pastor told me I could be petty. I will own that one. I sure did. So they hope to take in one small child, but when they meet these three siblings, including a rebellious 15-year-old girl, they find themselves from zero to three kids overnight. That's the setup for this, right? So now they really have to learn how to be parents instantly. It's crazy, y'all. Let's play the first clip.
Okay, and Pete and Ellie took in three children 10 days ago, one of
a gym, a dinner, drinks, movies.
No, we don't know.
I guess she's just trying to say that we needed a new chapter, so yeah. It's time to break it or not.
It's not the only thing to break.
So the first thing that we have to understand when we're trying to find family, I'm going to teach you a few things that you have to look for when discovering the people who God has called in your life as family, right? So the first thing you have to do is find those who favor you. Find those who favor you. The Bible says in Psalm, the 5th chapter, verse 12, it says, "For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Here's the thing. Favor really isn't fair. But then it is. I put this thought, you know, sometimes I just have these epiphanies and then I post them. I've been posting a lot of stuff lately because I just have these thoughts. But I put on there that favor is offensive to some, but a blessing to others. That when people view favor, a lot of times, if it's not falling on them, they become offended by it, right? So when favor shows up, there are going to be some people that's going to be happy for you and some that's going to be jealous. That's the bottom line. When you look at them talking about their kids in that first scene, you see them talking about them with all this favor. And this is the thing. The kids didn't do anything to earn or deserve it. It's something that they were favored with. When you are dealing with family, true family will favor you. You don't have to work for it. When you find the people in your life that God has sent, it feels like they come out of nowhere and all of a sudden they just know you. They know what to do with you. They love you. It's nothing that you've done. You didn't work to earn it. You can't always figure it out. It's just something that God ordained. It's family. And here's the thing. A lot of times we don't know how to accept. As a matter of fact, when we have not been loved properly and we have not had people care for us appropriately, when somebody does show up who loves us the right way, a lot of times because of the hardness that we build, we run the good people away. And the crazy thing, out of faulty training, we keep the bad ones around. So we get more excited or try to hold on to those that trample over our heart, don't really care about us, keep messing up, and then we do the ones wrong that care for us.
That's good.
We have to retrain our minds. I'm trying to get some of you out of a place of rejection today, because rejection is causing you to reject who God has sent to favor you. And so you are sitting around thinking to yourself, nobody loves me, nobody cares about me, nobody understands me. No, you are spending too much time on the wrong people. When you need to be spending more time cultivating the right people that have entered your life. This is the part of leaning into, you know, I feel like all my messages towards the end of this year is about leaning into you. Part of leaning into you is learning how to lean into the ones who love you. Here's the thing, a lot of times when people have learned to play games with us, they learn the things and the characteristics of people who are going to allow them to manipulate them. Right? So I'm going to speak. I know how guys think, been around a lot of guys, never been a guy that's been a player. That's never been my tendency. But when I watch guys do this, they look for ladies who have low self-esteem, who are insecure. They find the ones who they feel are going to be okay with certain things. And then they know the ones of you that like a challenge. That is literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to call you dumb and stupid because I want to pull you out of that mindset. You want a challenge, but you hate the challenges. So then you let him keep trampling over you, and he's looking at you as a conquest and as a victory. And you think you're getting love because you trained yourself that it's better to work for someone who doesn't want you than to embrace the one who really does. Many goals for you too. I know you thought you were getting off the hook. Because what I found a lot of times is men who have not gotten what they need out of their father, they accept women who overpower and demasculate them because they were looking. It's very uncomfortable, huh? So then we get frustrated with what we've got, but it's what we've accepted. Because we haven't learned to lean into those who favor us, we like the ones who are foolish concerning us because it's a challenge. They gonna change one day. No, you're the one actually changing every day. This is a hard one, huh? I'm trying to teach you how to find family appropriately, because some of you are, you're tired and you're exhausted because you're accepting the wrong relationships. The people who God sent into your life will favor you. They will love you appropriately. They are not looking to trample on your heart. What matters to you matters to them. The people who love you go the distance with you. And with that said, let's look at the next clip.
Not much.
Always a bad guy because you're never there.
I'm not going to apologize for working. I'm not going to deal with it. I'm
not going to ask about it. Oh, it's fine. Let's just take it. Let's make it to the point. Please, you are there. Nothing can get away from murder.
And then this is just the same. You should have talked to me about it too.
Me either.
It's just funny. I can't think we're all just on this list.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
I never tell
everyone
in my life.
Why don't you calm down and tell us without blaming each other what the main issues are? Well, it's just constantly.
It just doesn't use that.
Regularly. Lizzie, I'm going to take some deep breaths, count to 10. Number two, relate. I understand that you're upset. Nobody likes to feel this way. Number three, reason. Listen, it's okay to be angry. What's not okay is to threaten to slash our throats in the middle of the night. Sorry, but we should laugh. You know, it's important to have a sense of humor about this kind of thing.
Yeah. You gotta laugh,
or you'll never get through.
That's right.
Speaking of which,
next up we have October, who still hasn't been natural child.
This is
So the second thing that you have to do is you have to find those that challenge your potential to produce. If you're not challenging me, if you're not helping me grow, you're not my family. John 12 and 24, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The right family should help you to become fruitful. Family won't let you remain stagnant. Either intentionally or unintentionally, family will challenge you to die to your comfort and stretch you to grow. Family will tell you this, you are wrong. I said this last week, I can't remember exactly how I said it, but it was like, if you never have anyone in your life that challenges you or disagrees with you, you've built your life wrong. If you always want people to tell you how good you are, you're so amazing, that's ridiculous. Somebody needs to tell you that's actually dumb what you're doing and you need to try a different way. Now, your whole life don't need to be with people that call you dummies too, you know? You don't need somebody that can get you like that every now and then, all right? We need accommodation. Let's get some balance in life, all right? Cheerleaders and challengers. We need, and sometimes they can be the same person, all right? But let's be balanced. You know that you got that one person you call and they're just going to cheerlead you and they're going to just coochie-coo you and all that, you know? But you need that person you call that say, that's crazy what you just said. That is literally the most, wait a minute. That was a bit ridiculous, actually. Right? So when you look at this movie, what happens is on both sides, everyone's being stretched to grow. So the parents, when they start being parents, they end up stretching the kids to grow, but then the kids are also stretching them to grow as parents. Because difficulty is where we grow. Difference is where we get better. Challenge is when we change. We need friction. We need a tension point. We need resistance in order to build strength. So when you're developing potential is a painful process because you have to die to your desires for comfort and things being easy. Yeah. A lot of times the people are living beneath their potential because we don't want to go through the stretch of the process to grow. We want everything. This microwave society that we live in is crazy. Yeah. We want everything instantaneous, and some things you're going to work for. Yeah. Some things take time. Some things have to be cultivated. Everything is not always easy. I have been married to this woman for 12 years. 12 amazing years. We had a whirlwind love story. We met at the top of the year. We were married by the bottom of it. Like, we got married. People who were around at that time, I was like, this is crazy. They just met each other. But we did. We've been married 12 amazing years. We have done so much in 12 years. I feel like we have fit an entire lifetime in 12 years. It's crazy what we've done. But guess what? We've had to challenge each other. We don't always agree. I'm right 75% of the time. I let her believe she's right. I'm just playing. But we do think, I'm going to tell you, even in the last month, I would say, we've been in another developmental season where we've had to challenge some things in each other for where we are now. Because there have been some changes, and if you're trying to respond to me based on the last season, you are not ready for my now. Come into my now. So you have to embrace a transformation process that makes you develop into the fullness of what God intends for you to be. This is the process that can be frustrating. And you will be tempted to run away because a family will force you to face your character issues. They will say, this is where you struggle. And when you are a person that cannot routinely look at yourself, what you do is retreat instead of grow up. Because what I've always been able to do is run away from something that makes me look at myself, when if I get with the right family, then I have to stick it out. I have to learn it. I have to grow. See, when I put a ring on it, that's when I said that I cannot run from the areas that you're going to challenge me in. We're not dating anymore. We're tied together. And so we have decided that we must grow together. When we are considering family relationships, coming into covenant relationships, we should not be running at the sign of every little bit of trouble. Because what is trouble to you a lot of times is testing, because you need to mature. Character issues like your impatience with others. Yet you want them to be patient with you. Character issues like your anger. Character issues like your punctuality or lack thereof, showing up late all the time. Somebody got to tell you. Excellence is never an accident. Greatness comes with a great price. So family will challenge you to reject the good for the great.
That's good.
Play the third scene.
That's good.
So, here's what I think is best. I know a lot in there, like, that you had in mind when you added this. So I think the best thing is for you to resolve them. And I'll just ask him for a different placement. So, I know it'll be good. We need your help with finding it. We're not doing this now. I opposite all the time, and you call me if you need help or anything.
No.
Really worried about this.
Yeah, I don't care. I said, no, it's not happening, okay? You're with us now.
Yeah.
And you know why? We've got a cosmic connection.
That's right, we've got a cosmic connection. Do you feel really sorry for me? I know you really are.
It's got nothing to do with what just happened. What's the course they tell you? Ha 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 ha.
Yes. When we're considering finding family, find those who won't give up on you. Find those who won't give up on you no matter what. Galatians 6 and 9 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Family will always see you in the light of your potential. Not just focusing on your perceived problems. That's one thing I say with our pastoral team or not. They'll tell you, I say, we have to see people for their potential and not their problems. It's part of accepting this assignment because God has called us to cultivate what is on the inside of you. And there are some things that you do that are definitely problematic at times. None of y'all was shouting on that. You was like, that's my neighbor, not me. No, it's you too. Amen. But the good thing about loving you as family is being able to go the distance and not giving up on you. When you look at this family, it didn't matter what she tried to do. They had gone through hard times with these kids, Lord. This one in particular. And even when she was trying to give them the out, they didn't take it because they loved her. Family pushes past the hard times, past the difficulties, past the disagreements and the misunderstandings. In a family, each person has the same value, which is priceless. And this value far exceeds any frustration and aggravation. There's nothing that my wife can do that will make me say that I'm not going to be married to her anymore. Now, I might say that I need a break from this home for about 2 hours. I'm going to take a drive. But I will not say that I don't desire to be with her anymore because we are family. And I love being with her. And I love every part of her. And I love stretching her. And I love delighting in the areas of her that stretch me. Because that is family. Know this, diamonds are found in darkness and not in daylight. But diamond miners don't give up when searching for diamonds. They dig, they drill, they scrape until they find what is precious. Then they bring it back with them. Listen to this. Clean it off until it shines. In other words, becoming a family isn't easy on either side, but the reward of the work is priceless. Find the person who will dig for you, look for you, search for you. Go underneath the layers that you've tried to build. Work with you until you become all who God has designed you to be. Play the final scene.
You have a T-shirt?
Yeah, let's see. One of
those. You know, family court is the one.
Wait! Oh, wait! Grandma Sandy's in the house. What do you mean? Come here, my baby. This is just a thing I've said to me. Turn over. Go ahead, Judge.
Thank you, Grandma Sandy. You know, family court is important work, but it's difficult work. We spend day in and day out dealing with things that we feel no family should have to go through. It's only rare days when we get to smile at work. These days mean a great deal to all of us. And I may not look it, but I'm a huge cornball. And I'm here for this. For me?
Sure.
Yes, please. What? Well, the daughter has to meet by the state of California.
Okay. The final thing is find those who choose you. Stop spending time running behind those who haven't. And it doesn't make them bad. They've made their choice. But find the ones who choose you. Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of what? Adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." At the end, we see them become a family, but it was by choice. There was nothing that the Peter and Ellie could have gone on with the rest of their lives. They didn't have to choose the children that they chose. They selected a family. The choice is yours today. You can choose family or you can choose solitude. Can I tell you that in the context of church, religion is solitude? The kingdom is family and relationships. When God calls you into a body, he calls you into a family. And it is important for us here that everyone gets connected with this family. This is more than just a church. This is more than just good worship. This is more than a great word. This is a place for you to connect with people who have selected you and you have selected them. God gives us the spirit of adoption because the spirit of rejection will cause us to reject family. He's given us the ability to be his children and to join in his family. Have you found your family? Remember, they're going to favor you. They're going to challenge your potential to produce. They're not going to give up on you, and they've chosen you. Can you stand to your feet at this time? I don't want you over this holiday season, and even going into 2020, I don't want you to allow fear, the fear of rejection, to force you into solitude. Some of you have never been able to build relationally with people because you've already told yourself up front that you're going to be rejected, that they aren't going to do right by you, all of these things. But it's time for you to allow yourself to have an open heart to receive who God has placed in your life, designed for you, to become all that God has designed for you to be. Amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to extend this invitation for you to become a part of the family of God today. Some of you in this place, you need to make a decision to establish a relationship with them. Some of you once had a relationship, you lost it, but you need to make a decision to come back into relationship with them. And so I want to extend that invitation with every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm not going to ask you to come down. I'm going to pray with you right where you are. But if that's you, can you raise your hand? You say, "I want to surrender my heart to Christ, or I want to come back." I see your hands going up. I see them going up. I see them going up. I see them going up. Here's what I'm going to ask everybody to do so that we don't single anyone out. I want us to join together as a body of believers today and pray this together. Can we do that? So repeat after me. Say, "Father, I recognize I'm a sinner in need of your salvation. Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart, wash me, cleanse me in your blood. This day, I accept you as Lord and Savior of my life. And according to your word, I now know that I am saved." Let's celebrate with those who have dedicated and rededicated their hearts to Christ.